But can we read the observation in the recommendations?
Okay, Chair, I will read it.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Committee observations 6.1. The committee notes the withdrawal of the proposed amendments in the 2023 TLEP related to carbon tax and international tax. The committee further notes the proposal in the general business tax to extend the implementation date for the review of the principles of practice note 31 of 1994. To 1 March 2025 to allow further engagement in 2024. That's 6.1, Chair.
Yeah.
Can I move?
Can you go to the second one?
6.2. The committee notes from National Treasury's response that the Section 23M concerns raised by the Old Mutual are not applicable to the 2023 TLAB. 6.3. The committee notes and welcome National Treasury's response to IRFA's submission that its proposed technical changes will be considered in the next legislative cycle. That's it, Chair.
Yeah, then
I've got a hand from Mr. Ryder, Chair.
Honorable Ryder, can you come in?
Thank you very much. That does not match my recollection of the meeting. The comment was that we were looking to refer those two recommendations from IRFA back to the National Assembly, and Treasury agreed with that point, as far as that was my understanding, certainly. I made the point that there's a direct impact on retirement annuities and commuting of actual provident funds, and the way that those will be dealt with over the next year, which is going to raise confusion if we don't refer it back for those two amendments. I think Treasury was quite accepting that the two amendments needed to be made. I made the point that we should do it now immediately, not wait a year. There was no one that spoke against me, and Treasury at the end of the meeting said they were quite happy with that position. So I don't believe that this reflects what we discussed. Thank
you. Hi, Chair.
We are still in observations. We not yet come to recommendations. Is no better.
We have National Treasury in the platform, Mr. Nhlanhla Radebe. He may want to come in on this. On top of that, National Treasury has sent their written responses, which I believe talk to what is in the report currently.
Mr. Radebe, come in from National Treasury.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, the Honourable Member, Mr. Ryder, is quite correct that he raised those two issues during the meeting, and we said we can only be advised by the committee as well. Let's just say, do we need to make an amendment, a B-bill? To the extent that there is a B-bill, then the chair will then need to write to the minister requesting that. And then we said also the other alternative for us at that time was to do this amendment next year. Thanks, Chair.
Hi, Chair, if I may come in.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kodebe. Who's hands is up now?
It's me, Nobala, Chair.
Okay, Nobala.
Yes, Chair. So I spoke to Mr. Karim about the issue that Mr. Ryder raised. And we further spoke to Advocate Jenkins about the matter. And the chairperson resolved that the committee will take what National Treasury is saying in saying that these technical amendments by IRFA can be considered in the next legislative cycle. Hence, that point is the report now. Thanks, Chair.
Members, yes, if you can come in and contribute towards this point of Mr. Ryder, can the committee consider it this point of him for 2024?
I've got a hand from Mr. Ryder, Chair, okay.
I don't know if you're gonna go backwards forwards now, Mr. Ryder.
I just think it's inappropriate that a member who didn't form part of the meeting takes a decision on behalf of the members that did form part of the meeting. That's not good process, Chair. That's highly inappropriate. I mean, noting Mr. Karim's position as the committee chair, he wasn't the committee chair for that day. I again don't see him on this meeting today, although his name was mentioned that he was here. I don't see him on this meeting, but Chair, he can't make a decision without having been in the meeting on behalf of that meeting. So this is a report of the committee that sat and deliberated, made certain recommendations, observations, and a recommendation. To be overridden by someone who is absent, I think that's highly irregular. Thank you, Chair.
I cannot agree with you because I don't know, was he there in the meeting or not in the meeting, but the minutes will tell us. And therefore, I did ask, can any member who was in that meeting, who are on this platform, come in and participate on this point that you was raising? That's why I'm waiting for their hands. But please give them the opportunity. Honorable Wop Mama Arakhani, was you in this meeting? Who else was in this meeting?
Hi, Chair. I was in this meeting, Chair. Oakham speaking. Chairperson, can I continue?
Yes, you can come in.
Yeah, Chairperson, I was in this meeting and Honourable Ryder is 100% correct. You chaired that meeting and it was in the beginning of the meeting when apologies were given. It was stated that both Honourable Mashlangu as well as Honourable Karim can, due to health issues, not attend the meeting. So they weren't there. So Mr. Ryder is 100% correct. And I agree with these observations that he made with regards to what was discussed. I also agree that it is not appropriate for somebody that weren't in a meeting to give inputs on what was discussed in a meeting. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Oakham. But if you're looking in the committee observation and point six point one, the committee notes the withdrawal of the proposed amendment in 2023 related to carbon tax and international tax. The committee further notes that the proposal in the general business tax to extend the implementation date for the review of the proposals of practice note 31 of 1994, the 1st March of 2025, to allow further engagement in 2024. So, is that the wrong version?
Hi, Chair. It's in color.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, Chair. Mr. Ryder is correct, Chair. Mr. Karim was not part of the meeting. However, as I understand, Mr. Karim is still the chairperson of the committee. Hence, from time to time, whatever the decision that is taken by the committee has to go via him. Secondly, the point that was raised by Mr. Ryder in the last meeting, it was not a resolution of the committee. It was a suggestion that Mr. Ryder had put forward in the committee. And National Treasury agreed with him that a letter can be written to the minister. However, there is a second suggestion that National Treasury has put forward, that the technical amendments can be considered in the next legislative cycle, Chair. Thanks, Chair.
So when is the next cycle?
That'll be 1 year from today, Chair.
So then it's 2024.
Yes, Chair.
Can we go to the recommendations? Bala, go to the recommendations.
Okay, Chair. Recommendation 7.1. The committee recommends that National Treasury should adequately consider the stakeholders' comment and submission before the bills are tabled in Parliament to avoid withdrawal of some proposed amendments. 7.2, the committee recommends that National Treasury should note the concerns raised by Old Mutual and consider its proposals in the next legislative cycle. That's the report, Chair.
Thank you very much, Nobala. Is there any move for the adoption of this report?
Need a move, Chair.
Need a move. Is there a second? Is there a second? The house is quiet. Is there any second? Yes, Honorable Ryder.
I would like to move for the rejection of the report, please.
For the adoption?
No, Chair, for the rejection of the report. I'm making a counter motion. You have a motion that has been moved for acceptance. No, sorry, Chair, I'm just finishing. You have a motion that has been made for accepting the report. You haven't got a seconder. I'm making a counter proposal and I'm moving for the rejection of the report. Perhaps we can look for a seconder of that.
I second that proposal by Honorable Ryder.
It's a pity you people cannot wait. It's a pity you honorable members cannot wait. I was not finished with the first one. I was not finished with the mover. I was getting the support for that, but I didn't get the second for that mover.
Right, yes, you didn't get a second. No, there wasn't one.
No, it's you who decide. It's you who decide. Mr. Honorable Ryder and Mr. Okam, please behave. Please
come on, Jay. We are behaving. You can't tell us to behave. It's inappropriate. Totally inappropriate to tell us to behave whilst we are behaving.
You must just wait.
No, Jay. You gave ample time. There was a second proposal which I have seconded. And please don't tell us to behave. It's you that need to behave.
You cannot decide. You cannot decide. I was still on the platform and dealing with that matter. I cannot let you not speak in this meeting, but you must wait.
Chairperson, there was clearly not, and you gave ample time, but let's leave it at that, Chairperson.
Can I get a second for the movement? Can I get a second, please?
Honorable Chairperson, Mama Rakhane.
Yes, Honorable Mama Rakhane. Yes,
I second the mover. I second Honorable Nita. Thank you.
You members must respond when I'm speaking. I'm not speaking to the whole of my house here in Acacia Park. I'm speaking to the Honorable Members of Parliament.
Chairperson, you need to be guided in process. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Chairperson, I did second.
Okay, thank you for that acceptance. Can I go to the next one of the objection?
Honorable Ryder? Quickly, my hand is raised. Can I just quickly address you, please?
No, yeah. I'll take him on the rider's hand now because you was the one who was
sure. Very fine. I'll come after
you. Honorable Ryder?
Yeah, you can note the objection of the Democratic Alliance Chair. Thank you.
Okay, Honorable Ryder. Can I get in the second of that?
It's not necessary to second that, Chairperson. It's been objected to by the DA.
Yes, thank you very much for that. It must be noted there until the next. When we look in the minutes, it must be recorded like that.
Yes, Chairperson, Yes, Chairperson, you just gave us fact about the fact that we came in with another proposal. But when Honorable Mamaragane came and she seconded the proposal that was made initially, you then told her that they must come in and do it when you ask for it. So that implies that you did not get it and that there weren't a second at that time. So it was not inappropriate for Mr. Ryder to give a second motion. And I really, really think that you should refrain from accusing us of not behaving. That is not how it should take place in this meeting. We've always had an open relationship with each other where we even called each other on first names and we really worked together nicely. But never have we been accused that we are acting as you just said. So please, especially when you agree to the fact that nobody came in when you ask for that. So please refrain from that. We are colleagues here. We are not enemies.
I totally agree. We are not enemies. But I didn't give Honorable Ryder the go ahead to speak. Because you people must put up your hand. But I don't want to go in that argument. Let's
he did put up his hand. Meeting. He did put up his hand.
Yeah. Can we go to the next one, Honorable Secretary?
Yes, Chair, I've lighted the report. Can you see it on your side?
Yes, Secretary, you can see it.
Can I go ahead and read the committee observations and recommendations, Chair?
Yes, Secretary, can do it. Go ahead.
Thanks. 4.1, the committee welcomes the APA program as it would provide taxpayers with a greater level of certainty when embarking on large-scale international transactions that had transfer pricing implications. The committee urges the South African Reserve to finalize the pilot program within the specified time frame and share the outcome of the committee. 4.2, the committee welcomes the proposed amendment to remove the distinction between resident employers and non-resident employers conducting business through a permanent establishment of South Africa. The committee recommends that SARS should monitor that the proposed amendment achieve the intended objectives. That's it, Chairperson.
Yes, thank you, Secretary. Can we get in a mover? Is there acceptance?
There's a hand from Ms. Mamaragane, Chair.
Yes, Mama Lalia, come in.
Thanks, Honorable Chairperson. I was just saying maybe the Secretary can read also the recommendations before we can adopt the report.
Aye, Chair.
Yes.
Those were the recommendations and the observations, Chair.
Yes, it did read out of it. So, Mama Rehani, can I get the adoption? Can I get hands for adoption of this report?
Thanks, Honorable Chairperson. I move for adoption of the report. Thank you.
There is a hand from Mr. Karim as well, Chair.
Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Karim. Honorable Karim, you can speak.
Chairperson, I'm not well. Okay, there's no need for me to speak. I'm just supporting the board. I'm not well. I'm off.
Thank you, Honorable Karim.
There is a hand from Mr. Ryder, Chair.
Is there a hand for objection, Honorable Ryder?
Chair, no. The Democratic Alliance will reserve its position on this report. But, with a comment on how well the other members understood the process, yes. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Ryder. Can we go to the third one? You can continue.
Okay.
You can continue.
Committee observations and recommendations. 4.1, the committee supports the increases in the cost of tobacco product and reiterate its concern that these increases appear to create space for the illicit tobacco market to grow while there is not enough attention being paid to acting against the illicit trade. The committee recommends that with annual increase in excise tax, National Treasury and SARS should intensify efforts to strengthen the fight against illicit trade of tobacco products. 4.2, while delaying the implementation of the increases in the HPL raises public health concern, the committee supports the proposed extension of the increases in the HPL by 1 year and believe that the delay will allow the sugar industry to recover from the economic effects of the past events. The committee recommends that National Treasury should speedily finalize the discussion paper on the HPL review and proposal to extend the levy to pure fruit juice and lower the 4 gram threshold. That's it, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Mabala. Can I get in a move of acceptance?
Thanks, Honorable Chairperson.
Yes,
I move for adoption of the report. Thank you.
Can I get a seconder?
Mr. Karim, Chair.
Norma Karim.
Rita seconds, Chair.
Can you repeat yourself? I didn't hear you.
It was Ms. Nita, Chair.
Okay, so I was asked a voice.
Sorry if you did again.
Okay. Yes, I hear you now. Thank you very much. Sugiswa, thank you. Can I get an objection?
No, Chair. You can get a reservation of position from the Democratic Alliance.
Thank you, Honorable Ryder.
Hi, Chair.
Honorable Secretary.
Yes, Chair. As per the norm of the committee, Chair, can we also vote on the bills, considering that we have done the bills clause by clause in our last meeting, Chair?
Must we go again that route, or must we go just bill by bill?
Now, Chair, it's going to be bill by bill. We have done the clause by clause.
Okay, then. Can you just read the first bill? Just read the first bill.
Okay, Chair, the first bill is Taxation Law Amendment Bill.
Can we getting a mover and a seconder?
Thanks, Honorable Chair. I move for adoption of the bill.
Honorable Rakhane adopted. Seconder?
Muted seconds, Chair.
A pardon? Sukiswa, are you second it?
Yes, Chair, I am seconding. I said Mwita seconds.
Okay, then. Thank you. Is there any other one?
There is a hand from Mr. Ryder, Chair.
Honorable Ryder?
Democratic Alliance reserves its position on the bill.
Democratic Alliance observed.
Yes, Chair. The second bill, Chair, it's Tax Administration Laws Amendment Bill.
Chairperson, just to come in, we did not observe, we reserve our position. We obviously observed the process. Thank you.
Okay, sorry. The Democratic Alliance reserve the input. Can I go to the next one?
The next one, Chair, is Tax Administration Laws Amendment Bill.
Can I get a proposal? For
Thanks, Honorable Chairperson. I move for adoption of the bill.
Parakhane move. Can I get a seconder? Can I get a seconder?
Chairperson, Mwita,
yes. Mwita, second. Can yes. I get? Okay, thank you. Can I get in? What is the other one?
There's a hand from Mr. Ryder, Chair.
Just move my, this is of my mess up.
Secretary, if you can note the reservation of the position from the Democratic Alliance well, until the chair gets her stuff in order. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
The last bill, Chair, it's a rates and monetary amounts and amendments of a revenue laws bill.
Thank you, Secretary. Can I get a mover from the members?
Thanks, Honorable Chairperson. I move for the adoption of the bill.
Marahani adopted of second of move it. Can I get Rita is second. Thank you very much.
There's a hand
Honorable Ryder. Honorable Ryder. Yes, Honorable
Just
Dennis.
Remain consistent. We'll reserve our position on this one, Chair.
Honorable Ryder. Deserve the one on this bill. Then we come to conclusion of the three bills. Secretary, is there any point still on the agenda that must be discussed?
No, Chairperson. The next point is closure now.
Thank you, Evans.
Thank you very much, members. The meeting is closed. Have a nice weekend, guys. Bye.
Thank you,
Don't
Chair.
Leave the chair. Don't leave the chair.
Don't leave.
Don't leave my honorable members.